Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
An awesome Sunday morning to you. And this is a season of new things, all things new. Hey, we got through Memorial Day weekend, and you know what that means? That's what we call the official launch of summer. I know it doesn't really start until the solstice on the 21st, but for all of us in the normal world and out of the scientific solar solstice world, this is summertime. So let's have a theme for today of all things new. And I am thrilled and delighted. If you haven't been to the show before, I want to tell you that my background is mortgage banking. That's right. I was a banker for over 20 years. And during my banking career with all those breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings, and I sort of got those banker man boobs and a banker belly going, and had about 10 inches too much hanging over on the old belly there. And I was in pain. I was in some serious pain. My shoulders were messed up and arthritis kicking in, bone on bone in my knees. And life was painful. And I had a difficult time just trying to play for 15 minutes in the backyard with my boys. And it was just such a challenge. And I was at a very dark moment in my life of, you know, which way am I headed here? And is there a way out? Because like many of us, you know, I had for 10 years tried to lose that 10 inches off my belly. And for 10 years, I battled up and down, up and down, up and down. And I learned what diet works. They all work for a minute, but none of them were sustainable. And I just was on that roller coaster and found out that there wasn't anything out there that was real. There was nothing that was really going to help me get healthy, get well, let alone lose the fat. And so I went and did all this research myself out of my frustration, out of my pain. And I studied, and I came up with a combination. And the combination was basically 10 things. It's like a 10-number combination. And have you ever just, you know, remember in middle school standing at your combination locker, and if you're just one number off on your lock, the thing just won't open? Well, that's how I felt that the whole health and wellness and diet world was, is they just didn't really have the right combination. And I came up with a combination of 10 things that, guess what happened? It was like standing in front of a bank vault, a huge bank vault with a 10-number combination. And I hit all the numbers just right. And when I opened the door to that bank vault, guess what was inside? Optimal health at a cellular level and my genetic blueprint. It was like two treasures inside. And I walked in there and I picked up optimal health at a cellular level and haven't been sick in 15 years. And my genetic blueprint. I literally look better today, feel better today, am better today than I was 15 years ago, and look better than I did 25 years ago. And my wife will definitely tell you that with a smile on her face, that my husband looks better today than he did 25 years ago. And guess what? I'll say with a smile on my face, hey, who you talking to, Miss 191, non-pregnant? You know, because she looks amazing and beautiful as well. You know, we share an experience of a lifestyle that is real and that is simple, scientific, and sustainable. Something that people can really do and do for their whole life. Because I'm sitting here 15 years later sharing a story, and I'm not just sharing it because of myself. You know, I love to give credit to one of my heroes, somebody I would definitely consider a mentor, Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey sat me down about 6 years ago and said, John Jubilee, you have to leave your profession of 20 years and go full-time in health and wellness. You are going to change the world. And you can imagine, as I sat with Dave Ramsey in his office in Cool Springs, knee to knee, I was like, you got to be kidding me. You know, Mr. Monetize It, you're telling me to leave an industry that I've been in for over 20 years and had great success. And he said, yes, John, your information, your program that you have is so life-changing. Your content is so good. Don't even worry about the quality of the production. The content is so good. He said, if you have to hang a curtain in a hallway and just sit and talk and videotape it, do it. And after literally probably about a two-hour conversation, Dave Ramsey gave me, folks, you talk about a generous man. He gave me his staff, his department heads, to build a business plan to come so that I could help you be the best you that you could be. And I honor him. I thank him for that. I don't know what something like that would cost, $100,000. But out of the generosity of his heart, his belief in me, he did that for free. And I honor him. I thank him. I'm on the radio today, you know, because of Dave Ramsey and Supertalk 99.7, who gave me this great opportunity, because they care about you as a listener, by the way. I want you to know they approached me. They came and met me at my office and said, hey, we've researched you. We've heard great things about you. Got great content. We want to have you on our radio station. And so I'm very thankful to Supertalk 99.7 that they really care about their listeners. They know that they have a faithful radio audience, and they want to give you the best. They want to give you the best content they possibly can. So I'm honored and thrilled to be able to bring you something that's real, something that's real. This is not some fad diet. This is not some sales gimmick. You know, come on. You know, I love my skeptics. I love my beloved. I call you my beloved skeptics, the beloved skeptics who don't believe that anything can work. Good for you. If you don't have skepticism when it comes to weight loss, you have zero intelligence. So be intelligent, be skeptical. 97% of all weight loss programs are a myth. They're false hope for sale. They're not real. Hey, guess what? I got a new website. Talk about all things new. I got a new website coming up this week. It's johnjubilee.com. johnjubilee.com. And that John has an H in it because my mom didn't knock the H out of me. She loved me a lot. So johnjubilee.com. is the new website that if you log on, you can get information today, but you're going to see a brand new website coming online this week. So I'm honored to share some great resources with you, some amazing things. Hey, we're going to keep asking the question today, what do people over 100 years old do? What do they do to live that long? I've had 800 incorrect answers, so let's keep it rolling. I'm going to be with you. Stay with me through the break. We'll be right back.
He is John Jubilee, America's transformation authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It sounds like Nashville, Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome new day to you. Hey, this is All Things New. I want to encourage you today. Everything can become new with one decision on your part. That's right. One decision can cause things in your life to immediately become new. So you could take your car, you pull into a car dealership, you trade that car in, you walk out with a new car. What did you do? You just took one action that turned one car into the old car, and you drove out in a new car. You can take one action today to take that old body and turn it into a new body. You can take your mind and change it from the old mind to the new mind. You have that power in your hands to just make one right decision, and the old becomes old, and the new becomes new. You have to make something new to make something old. You have to make something new to make something old. You have to choose to have a new mind to have an old mind. You have to choose to have a new car to have an old car. You have to choose to have a new body to have an old body. I want to encourage you today that you have this choice. You have this choice. We're going to talk about some things that have held you back in the past. I've actually got a caller on the line right now. I'm going to take from Kentucky. Hey, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning.
How, and you're calling from Kentucky? Who am I?
Yes.
Oh, Dorna.
It's Dorna.
Hey, Dorna. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, great.
I had my weigh-in Thursday. I had my evaluation Thursday, and you weren't able to be there. And I haven't figured out how to use my new phone, so I couldn't send you a video.
Okay. Well, I so appreciate you calling in today. Well, how did your... was that your four-week weigh-in?
That was my four-week evaluation.
Okay, yes. Your four-week evaluation. And how did you do?
40 pounds of fat.
40 pounds of fat in 4 weeks?
Yes.
Dorna.
And 30 and a half inches.
30 and a half inches. Dorna, you rock star. Now, come on. You think people on the radio are going to believe that's a real result? Is that for real?
It is for real. My friends are blown away by the difference in how I look today and how I looked a little over 6 weeks ago when I did my jump start and got started on the program. So
Wow, Dorna. That is amazing. That's amazing. And for those of you that don't know, we just want you to picture for a minute. Picture a loaf of bread, which is about 4 pounds of fat. And I keep a 5 pound fat blob on my desk there, don't I, Dorna?
Yes, it's very attractive.
Yeah. So you lost 8 of those or 10 loaves of bread of fat in 4 weeks.
Yes.
That is.
Yes, and I feel considerably better. The pain from my fibromyalgia is pretty much gone.
And, wow.
I'm feeling totally different. There are a whole lot of changes in my appearance. A lot of the spider veins and, you know, broken capillaries and my facial skin, those things are disappearing. It's made a huge difference in how I look.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and Dorna, if I can't thank you. First of all, thank you so much for calling and letting me know. I mean, that just makes my day. I am thrilled to hear about your result. And you're saying that literally your physical appearance of spider veins has already improved in just 4 weeks.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and as you can testify, I am one of your beloved.
Skeptics, right? Beloved skeptics.
Yes.
And are you still a skeptic?
No, I'm not a skeptic any longer. You know, like we sat and discussed that day, a lot of the stuff that is part of your program, they're all things that I've done in the past myself from study. But some of the elements I was missing, you know, are part of your plan. So I was lacking like 3 or 4 pieces of the plan from what I had studied and researched and found out myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not terribly restrictive. I don't feel like I'm starving. I feel just at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not restrictive. It's not hard. I find it, the further into it I get, the simpler I find it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to call since I hit mail, send you a video. So
well, you know what? You just need to find some teenager and they'll tell you how to send that video to me.
Yeah. I haven't been able to hook up with my son this week. I'm sure he could help me do it. But
well,
the phone is just eluding my technical technological skills.
Well, I am thrilled, and I would so appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And, you know, I do that with my own kids sometime. If there's a high-tech maneuver on my phone, I just grab one of those teenagers, and guess what? They just they know every little trick,
right?
You know, to make it work. So I'm in the same same boat with you there. But, Dorna, I am thrilled, thrilled for you. And isn't it amazing that, you know, you're a perfect example. It's like you had like seven numbers of the 10. You had like seven numbers of the 10. And by just adding those others, all of a sudden it went from frustration, skepticism to that peace of knowing it really opened.
Right. Well, exactly.
Well, something you have to look forward to, you know, the reason even the, you know, something like spider veins, the fibromyalgia, you know, going away, it's because you're getting healthy at a cellular level.
Yeah. Well, I feel so much better, and I thank you for your help, and I look forward to seeing you in four more weeks.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to seeing that video when you get a hold of your son and send that to me. So thank you so much.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a beautiful Sunday. Bye now. Well, how about that? Wow. Dorna's from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I love my beloved skeptics. I love the beloved skeptics. So please, please show me you're intelligent. Show me you have a high level of intelligence and, you know, come and talk with me or my staff and, you know, let us help you. You know, let us help you like we helped Dorna. Let your new time, let your new season begin. You can be the real you. You can be the real you. The real you is not who you are. I'm going to say it again. The real you is not who you are. The real you is who you desire to be. That's right. That person that in your mind, where there's no limits and no restrictions, that is the real you. And you can make that the new you. And who you are today can become the old you. You have the power. You have the power to make one decision at a time that turns today's reality into the old reality and create a new reality. A time of newness begins with just one decision. So you could take and you throw your old TV in the trash can, you go buy a new TV, you made one decision and you created something new. You can decide. You can decide to transform your body at a cellular level, to get healthy at a cellular level, and have the side effects of optimal health, of losing your fat, of building your muscle, losing inches, and getting really healthy. When I talk about transformation, I am not talking about weight loss. I'm talking fat loss. Fat loss only. 99.9% of all diets, when you lose weight, the very first thing you lose is what? Water. The first thing that 99.9% of diets cause you to lose is water. The second thing is muscle. Fat is number three. Fat is the third thing you're losing. Well, isn't that the only thing we want to lose? Water's very healthy in our body. We have to be hydrated. We don't want to have a drought inside of our organs. We don't want a drought inside of our body. We've got to keep that healthy water. We've got to keep that healthy hydration. So let's be intentional. Let's transform, not lose weight. Weight loss programs are a myth. Weight loss programs are false hope for sale. So let's get off of that merry-go-round. It's torture, right? Hey, I was on it myself for 10 years before I found a 10-number combination, 10 simple, scientific, sustainable things that you can do to transform your life. You can do it. You can become a new you today by implementing something that's so simple that whether you're 9 or 99, You can do it. I have two clients, 94 years old. You can do it. I have an 81-year-old that just lost 3 inches off her belly this week at her assessment, and a 73-year-old that's gained 1 solid inch of muscle on each arm. He was saying, feel these guns, John, feel these guns this week. You can transform. You can be the real you. This is your new time. JohnJubilee.com, JohnJubilee.com. That's my new website. It's a new time for me too. JohnJubilee.com, and it's JohnJubilee, JohnJubilee.com. Log on there. I got great resources for you. Hey, let's keep asking the question, answering the question. What do you do to be over 100 years old? Stay with me through the break.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Because he knows why. That's why. Michael Del Giorno. Mornings from 9 till noon on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome Sunday morning. This is the new time, the new season. It's summertime. It's a new summertime. How about becoming the real you, the new you? Turn the present you into the old you by becoming the new you. That's right. Yep. It's not like a tongue twister, but it sort of sounds like one. Turn the present you into the old you by becoming the new you. You can really do it by making one decision. So mind, body, spirit. Mind, body, spirit. We want to become new. We've got a caller on the line. I've got David. David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Fabulous. Well, let me tell you, I just want to share that I am becoming the new you, and the best decision I made was about 6 weeks ago when I met you, John Jubilee, and immediately understood your program. I tried different things in the past. I am well on my way in this transformation process. And something you said right before the break, I'd like to emphasize, we all tend to think about weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, and that's kind of what the industry talks about. But getting healthy is first. Weight loss takes care of itself on your program. It is amazing. As you'll recall, I lost 40 pounds of fat in 4 weeks.
Wow.
I gained muscle. I gained bone density. Gained water positive, you know, water weight. And, I don't know what else to say, but I scored thanks to you and thanks to your 10 simple steps.
Wow. Well, David, thank you for sharing that. And thank you for emphasizing, the point of transformation. Because when we think of, weight loss in the terms of gaining, it's important for people to visualize. Now, did you lose inches?
Absolutely. I lost inches. I was down from a 42-inch waist to a 36-inch waist and well on my way to a 30-inch waist. My 36s are already slipping off. The biggest, counterpart to this is a new wardrobe about every 10 days.
Okay, well, that's a disclaimer in the program. We are not responsible for new wardrobes.
But you can go. There's good alteration people out there that can take care of you for a little while. Then you have to just go buy all new stuff, and that's fun, too.
Yeah. Well, David, I'll share with you a part of my personal testimony. 15 years ago, there's a lovely alterations gal. At the time, she worked with another company. She's now the head she's the head tailor for Nordstrom's in Green Hills. Her name's Loretta. But when I did my transformation, Loretta literally, I was in banking, of course. I wore suits every day. And Loretta was looking at me going, she's like, John Jubilee, if I alter these pants, those pockets are going to cross over in the back. And I said, that's okay, Loretta. We'll start a new style. I said, I don't even care. I'll tell people what happened.
That's fabulous. And then, I don't remember if you recall our conversation, but one of the other benefits that just surprised me is my mental focus, my mental clarity, my recall. I used to have a great memory, never lost a phone number, never forgot a face or a name, and that was kind of slipping away from me. And all of a sudden, it's all coming right back. You know, it's just reconnecting. I've got much better recall, much better focus. I'm sleeping well. I'm have plenty of energy. I'm getting by on less sleep. You know, so it's just, it is truly a transformation.
Well, David, well, you are doing amazing, and take this the right way. I mean, even your physical countenance of your face, you look 10 years younger.
Thank you.
You look
And I'm having people compliment me, you know, and tell me, you know, that even with my silver hair, they're saying, you know, you just look so much younger, you know. And so it's not just you noticing it. You know, so I'm soon to be a walk-in billboard for you, sir.
Well, thank you for courageously sharing your transformation, you know, with our radio audience, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at your next assessment there.
Very good. See you in a few weeks.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Appreciate
yes,
you.
Sir.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Well, we're talking about being the real you, the new you. Come on. Let's take the present you. Turn it into the old you by becoming the new you. You can really do it. Hey, I've got a combination. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. It's real. You can become the best you can be. If you stay with me through this show, I don't want to get too ultra technical, but I am going to share some of the chemical reasons in your mind and in your brain that has held you back in the past. It's not just psychological. It's truly not. There are chemical neurotransmitters, some that are neurotransmitters and hormones that affect the way we think and make our decisions that cause us to sabotage ourselves. But I can tell you, no matter what's going on, you have the power to step over that line, to press through that door, and just simply log on to a website. Just log on to johnjubilee.com, take a look at some resources, and then take the next step. Come get your own assessment. See what your hydration level is. See what your bone density is. See how much is muscle and fat and what is possible. And when I talk about transformation, I'm talking about getting healthy at a cellular level. You're going to lose fat only. You're going to gain healthy hydration from the inside out and get those organs hydrated. Right now, they're like shriveled up raisins, and we want to get them hydrated at a cellular level. When you get hydrated and healthy at a cellular level, everything gets better. If you heard Dorna call in earlier, she literally is almost 100% cured of fibromyalgia and spider veins in just 4 weeks on a transformation. And she boldly declared herself one of my beloved skeptics 4 weeks ago. But today, she's lost 40 pounds of fat and transformed her life. And she is a new person. And you can be too. I'm going to take a call right now. I've got Mrs. Brewer from Tullahoma. Mrs. Brewer, thank you for your call this morning. How may I help you?
You can help me by telling me what to do.
Okay. What have you done in the past?
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, including exercise classes, swim aerobics, you name it, I've tried it.
Okay. Well, and isn't that frustrating? Isn't that frustrating to try everything and nothing works?
Yes. Very frustrating.
Well, Mrs. Brewer, I can tell you that was my experience as well. For 10 years, I had the exact same frustration. I was at my wit's end, and I thought, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, there was just nothing left to even try, which is why I went and did all this research and came up with this. And I didn't know, Mrs. Brewer, I did not know, will it work or not? But it was like my last shot. You know, I knew that logically, because I came from a very analytical background of banking and numbers and logic. I knew that.
Me too.
There you go. Well, I got good news for you. You know, this looked like, well, this should work. And 88 days later, it did work.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. And then I was able to literally start helping people immediately, and tens turned into hundreds, turned into thousands. And I'm delighted to tell you that, you know, it's the joy of my life. It is the joy of my life. All I've done in the last 16 years is make about 4,000 new friends.
Uh-huh.
Because you'll be my friend, right? If I help you and it works for you?
Oh, yes. I will definitely be your friend if you can help me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can definitely help you. And do you have access to the internet at all?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, if you would today, if you would just log on to the johnjubilee.com.
Yes.
It's J.
I'm writing.
Okay. It's J-O-H-N. And I
J-O-H-N.
Yep. Jubilee, J-U-B-I-L-E-E. Two E's.
Two E's.
Yes, ma'am. Jubilee, just like the year of Jubilee.
Lee. Okay. I've got that. Well, dot com.
And if you'll just log in through there, I'll actually send a text too, and I'll have my personal assistant, Bridget Morris, actually give you a phone call today.
Okay. And you will give me then access to everything, huh?
Well, you're going to have access to all the upfront resources, and I'm actually launching a brand new website this week, and I've created about 110. Informational videos for all of my transformers, and to help people become their real self and get healthy, you know, at a cellular level.
Okay.
And Dad, did you get to hear Dorner from Kentucky a little bit earlier call in?
Yes, I did.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll see. Those are my favorites. Those are my favorites. My beloved skeptics that come in all skeptical and then,
well, I am.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad. You know what that tells me? You're a smart girl. You should be.
I retired.
You should be.
From an Air Force aircraft company.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Well, you give me a call and we'll hook up. I just had this week an 81-year-old woman that came in for her 4-week assessment. She lost 3 inches in her waist in her first 4 weeks.
Well, I'm 72.
Oh, you're just you're a youngster then. But that's okay. We won't hold that against you. You can come. We'll help you transform too.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, we're talking about the new you, the real you, the new you, the real you. Why don't you contact me at johnjubilee.com. johnjubilee.com. You can make yourself new by making one decision. Turn the present you into the old you by becoming the new you. Stay with me through the break. We're going to find out what it takes to be over 100 years old.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. When it comes to freedom, the defense never rests. Mark Levin, 7 to 10 on Super Talk, 99.7 WTN.
Awesome. New Sunday morning. Hey, we are talking about taking the present you, becoming the new you, turning it into the old you. Let's do it. Let's do it. Come on. Why should we just keep on the same frustrating merry-go-round of not being the real us, not being the real person that we want to be? We can do it. We really can. We just have to make one right decision to get ourselves in a direction that makes the present old and the new new. Be the real you. I cannot stress to you strongly enough how it is the joy of my life that I get to help people on a daily basis to become their true self. That when you start to get healthy at a cellular level, and I talk about some things, hydration, by the way, you cannot get hydrated by just drinking water. Look at all the people that they're drinking water. We're selling water. Whoever thought we'd be buying water, right? Come on. You know what? I grew up drinking water out of a faucet, and now we buy it out of Coke machines and at the grocery store. And so we're probably drinking more water than we've ever drank, and we're more dehydrated than we've ever been. How is that possible? How could we drink more water than we've ever drank and be more dehydrated than we've ever been? Well, I'll tell you why. Because our cells are not healthy. At a cellular level, those cells are like marbles. The water is hitting the cell. It's just bouncing off. It is not absorbing. It is not uptaking the hydration. Part of my combination of 10 things, it creates a porous cell. Now, try it. It's like poking a bunch of little holes in the cell so that when the water goes in, it actually has an uptake mechanism. It actually receives the hydration. As the cell becomes hydrated and opens up, it's like filling up a water balloon. It increases in size and capacity. And as that water balloon cell increases in size and capacity, all of a sudden, guess what gets to come to full life? The mitochondria of that cell. And our mitochondria is like a mini power plant inside the cell. And before, it was like a power plant that had been ran over with a bulldozer. Couldn't even function because it was in a smashed, hard, marble-type cell. But as the cell gets healthy and that mitochondria gets to fire up, it's like a thermonuclear power plant. And now it creates all of these positive chemical reactions and health and wellness from the inside out of every organ in every part of our body. The brain itself is made up of about 40 million cells, about 40 million cells just in our brain. Now, come on, don't look at your spouse and say you've only got about 20 million. Don't do that, okay? Everyone's got about 40 million brain cells. In the brain, we have neurotransmitters. It's a communication system. It's so complex and amazing of what goes on. But this is part of what has held each one of us back in the past. Because when our body does not neurotransmit and produce the right chemicals, we get bad signals. We get bad communication, and we make bad choices. For instance, when our body is not producing a healthy level of serotonin, then we find ourselves literally falling into depression. Most antidepressant medications are designed to try to increase the levels of serotonin in the body. But they're all synthetic. They're all unnatural ways to produce it. Part of my combination of 10 things helps the body to naturally produce its healthy levels of serotonin, of dopamine, the healthy chemicals that our body needs. Do you know that literally just a healthy level of the production of serotonin will make you make better decisions? Like transforming, like becoming the real you, like becoming the best you that you can possibly be. It can cause you to make better decisions at work, in relationships. We're talking about a chemical that's produced in all of our brains or supposed to be. But what happens is the combination of just our lifestyle, our diet, our lack of hydration, our body is not available to make those good decisions because we don't have the proper levels of those chemicals in there. Now, guess what happens? A lot of times we try to cut things out of our diet, or, you know, we eat too much or too little of certain things, and the body is not able to produce the way that it should. So, again, I'm trying to not get super, super technical here, but, you know, let me just give you a couple points. First of all, you know, when we have low levels of serotonin, it creates depression. When we feel depressed, we don't want to exercise. We sure don't want to eat right. We want comfort food. So it's not just psychological. The fact that we're lacking a chemical in our body we're supposed to have makes us want to eat bad food, makes us want to not exercise. But doesn't it seem a lot simpler if we just do something that causes our body to naturally produce more serotonin that, oh, now we might want to make a better food choice and now we might want to actually exercise and do something healthy for ourselves? Do you know that depletion of serotonin is directly tied to Alzheimer's disease? There is a direct correlation between low levels of serotonin and Alzheimer's disease. And it's all connected. It's all connected, friends. We've got to get healthy at a cellular level so that our body can fire and create healthy cells at a cellular level, produce healthy levels of serotonin so that we can make better decisions. But it's okay. You can start out with a lowest level of serotonin imaginable and just power through and make one right decision for yourself. Hey, I'm going to be the real me. I'm going to be the new me. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Hey, anybody that has kids, and I got 7 kids, you know what? You know what it is to just power through and say, whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to do the right thing. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to challenge you today. Make a decision to be the real you. Make a decision to take a step in the right direction, whether you feel like it or not. That's a power principle of life. You know what? Feelings follow actions. Feelings follow actions. So take the right action and you'll feel better about it later. But you don't have to feel good about it to do the right action. You don't have to feel good about it to do the right action. In fact, if you would just power through and get out and just do 40 minutes of exercise, you'll naturally feel better. You try that today. Go for a 40-minute walk today and you see if you don't feel better. Just a 40-minute walk can boost your level of serotonin and literally change the way you feel because you're literally causing a chemical reaction in your mind. You're causing a chemical reaction in your brain. Your brain. It's not just your mind. It's not just psychological. It is chemical. It is anatomical. It is physiological, the production of that serotonin. And when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about another natural neurotransmitter chemical in the body of dopamine and the effects that it has and the importance that it has in how we're functioning in our life. Many of these things that we all thought, well, I just don't have a good motivation. I'm just not doing the right thing. No, it's not that at all. It's that you are lacking a true chemical in your body that we can get in there. We can get it in there. We can. Through transformation, through the 10-item combination, great, great news for you. We can get your body to produce the right chemicals that are going to make you feel great. And more importantly, you're going to be great. You're going to be great at a cellular level. We want to transform. Weight loss is a myth. Whether you just need to lose that last 5 pounds of fat that's depressing you, you feel depressed, or it's 100 pounds of fat, it's all tied to getting healthy at a cellular level, being the best you you can possibly be, being the new you, the real you. And speaking of new, I got a new website, johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, going to be released during this next week. But you can log on there today for some great resources. johnjubilee.com with an H, johnjubilee. Stay with me through the break. I got great stuff for you.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
This is your new Sunday. This is your new Sunday. This is your day to become the new you, the real you. The real you is not who you are. The real you is who you desire to be. With no restrictions, no limits, that is the real you, and you can be the real you beginning with one right decision. Hey, what does it take to get a new car? You just make a decision to take your old car in, buy the new car, and the old car is gone. You make a decision to buy a new TV. You go buy the new TV. The old TV is now the old TV. You can choose to be the new you, the real you today. I want to encourage you today. It hasn't been just because you lacked motivation. It hasn't been just because you were depressed or you had a disease or whatever your challenge has been in the past. I want to encourage you today. Part of it's chemical. Part of it is chemical reactions going on in your brain with neurotransmitters. But you can take a moment to override. You could override what's going on in your body physiologically, anatomically, that is sabotaging you. And I am telling you today that you are being sabotaged by two chemicals in your brain, by the lack of those chemicals of serotonin and dopamine. They're powerful, motivational-type chemicals that help us to make good decisions, that help us to do right things, that help us to do reward-based things. That's what dopamine does. But if we don't have those things firing at a healthy level in our body, we don't go do what we would do if we did have them. But we can override it for a minute. You can override it for long enough. It's sort of like, hey, I've got to get to the hospital. You jump in your car. You're riding on adrenaline, you get to the hospital, and then you get there and you get well. I'm going to tell you right now, whatever's held you back and sabotaged you in the past, just jump in your car, fire through it, power through it, and get yourself well. I can tell you that the people I'm able to help transform and get healthy at a cellular level produce healthy levels of serotonin and dopamine that literally change personality behavior based on anecdotal evidence, based on what they tell me, based on what people like Dorna, who called in today and said, John, I was one of your beloved. And if you haven't listened to my show long enough, who are my beloved? My skeptics. I love the weight loss skeptics. I love weight loss skeptics because they're intelligent people. 97% of all weight loss programs fail. They are absolutely false hope for sale. I have a combination, 10 numbers. Just picture yourself standing in front of a huge bank vault. If you know the 10 numbers, you can open the vault. When you walk inside, there are two treasures inside that vault. Treasure number one is your optimal health at a cellular level. Treasure number two is your true genetic blueprint. I look better today than I did 25 years ago. And isn't that good news for all of us? Isn't it good news for all of us? I'm just sharing with you an experience. I share my experience with you because out of pain, I lost my banker man boobs. I lost my banker belly. But more importantly, I got healthy at a cellular level. And that's why I teach, let's get healthy at a cellular level and have the amazing side effect of losing our fat, gaining our muscle, uptaking healthy hydration, That hydration has been one of the missing keys in the entire medical world. That's right. Because if you take the water out of your car, what's going to happen? It's not going to run for very long. And a car is not even mostly water. But as a human being, you are mostly water. So think how important hydration is. But can we get hydrated by just drinking? No, we cannot. We cannot. Because when we're not healthy at a cellular level, our cells are not porous and they will not uptake the hydration. There's a three-step process to becoming hydrated. And if you don't do all three steps, you will not get hydrated. And when you do get hydrated, everything gets better. A lot of you know, I work with a lot of celebrities, some supermodels. I can tell you every major, beautiful celebrity is 50 to 60% hydrated. And most Americans are 35 to 45% hydrated. The reason those people glow and look beautiful is because at a cellular level where they're healthy, and I'm talking about the healthy ones like people I work with that are healthy at a cellular level, there's a glow, there's a healthy glow because they're healthy at a cellular level. I'm going to be talking more about this, but I have a caller, Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I am spectacular. How are you this morning?
Oh, I guess I'm better than I deserve.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yes.
So tell me, how are you doing? How are you doing in your transformation?
Well, I think I'm doing great. I guess when we came in, my husband and I came in for the 4 weeks, it really showed me, you know, what kind of progress that I was making. So do you want me to tell everybody how I did?
Yes, please. I'm sure they'd all like to hear.
Oh, great. Well, let me give just a tad of background. I had been gaining weight consistently for about a year and a half, and so this was a really bad trend, and I recognized it. But when I went to the doctors and told them about it, pretty much they just told me, you know, it was my age, and that I needed to exercise. Well, I hate to exercise, and I know there's a lot of people that hate to exercise, too. But I knew that wasn't the only answer, so I just wasn't satisfied. So fortunately, I believed enough in your program to give it a try, and so after the first four weeks, on the scale, I'd lost 11 pounds, and if that was the only benefit I'd gotten, you know, I would have been thrilled. But I lost 31 pounds of fat.
Wow.
And I know, 31 pounds of fat, and I gained, in my hydration, I gained 16 pounds of hydration, and that was one of the things I really wanted to improve, because when I had visited with you, we had talked about how drastically low I was on hydration, so I knew that was something that I really had to improve on.
Yes.
And so I did that, and then I lost 22 inches total, and 5 of that was in my belly. So
wow.
Any woman knows that 5 inches in their belly, when they can lose it, that's really exciting. So I'm fired up.
Wow. Well, I'm fired up for you. And Cynthia, if we can, just to help people, because we're trying to help people change a whole wrong way of thinking. But I want you to go back in time when we first met. If I would have told you at your first consultation, hey, Cynthia, I've got some great news for you. You're going to gain 16 healthy pounds. Would you have been too excited about that?
No, because that's all I'd been doing was gaining pounds. They weren't healthy, but I knew how to gain pounds. That was easy.
Yep. So, but Cynthia, if I would have made this deal with you, if I'd have said, hey, Cynthia, will you be happy if you lose 5 inches in your belly in 4 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would have been thrilled.
Yes.
And I was.
See, and that's what we have to help people realize, is it's about losing inches and losing fat. And how much fat did you lose in 4 weeks?
31 pounds of fat. Well, actually 31.8.
Wow. So 32 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. Now, just be real here, because, you know, we don't care what the truth is. We just want to know what the truth is. That's one of my Johnisms. Now, did you believe it was possible to lose 32 pounds of fat in 4 weeks?
No way.
Wow. And how do you feel?
Oh, I feel a lot better. Of course, losing the 5 inches in the belly and losing that fat, you know, I feel a lot better. And one of the other changes that I noticed was that my hands, the top of my hands, were really, really wrinkly. And I just contributed that to age. And I guess I figured maybe it was too much sun or something. But apparently, you know, that hydration had so much to do with that my hands aren't near as wrinkly as they were before we started this program. Mm-hmm. So I think that hydration has a lot to do with a lot of different things.
Yes. And thank you for sharing that, because, you know, that's actually a way people can test their hydration, is you could just push on the top of your hand and see how quickly your skin comes back. And if it doesn't pop right back up, you're probably dehydrated. And so obviously you've seen literally seen a visible difference in a lot less wrinkling on your hands.
Yeah, I really have. And you know, it's not really plump, and I still see a few wrinkles, but it's like tremendously different.
Wow. And that's just in 4 weeks, right? 4 weeks.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. In just 4 weeks. So I can't wait to see what the next 4 weeks bring.
Okay. So, Cynthia, without giving away any of the combination, you know, you said something interesting. So you didn't like exercising at all.
No.
And yet you've been able to do your transformation and lose almost 32 pounds of fat in 4 weeks without even liking exercise.
That's right. I don't like it. I don't like exercise, but I tell you what, you know, you've got to do a certain amount of exercise. But when you see the results, when you see results as quickly as you know, as I have in this program, then it's so much easier to deal with, you know, because when you're doing it and you're saying, I'm going to see these results, and you see the results real quickly, it's a tremendous motivator.
Now, do you think anyone can do it?
Oh, yes. I definitely think you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. Well, Cynthia, thank you for calling in. I can't wait to see you for your next assessment.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, John.
All right. Well, you're a rock star. Way to go, girl.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye now. All right, 32 pounds of fat in 4 weeks. Hey, johnjubilee.com. Real answers for real people, real results. Stay with me through the break. We got great information coming up for you. I got a new website, johnjubilee.com.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's transformation authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. With knowledge comes responsibility. Can you handle it? Michael DelGiorno on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome new Sunday morning for a new you. Hey, I'm encouraging you today, be the real you. The real you is the person that you are, without limits, without restrictions, no ceiling, no barriers. That's the real you. Part of what's held you back has been these chemical reactions in your body that you can do something about, but you didn't realize. You thought that maybe you were just lethargic, you lacked motivation, you just didn't want to do the right thing. Yes, you do. Deep down inside, you do, but you're almost like you've been abducted by a terrorist, shot through with a bunch of bad drugs that make you want to make bad choices. Same thing for a lot of women with hormone issues. Those hormones, and gentlemen, if you're looking at your wife like, hey, what in the world has happened to this woman and where did my wife go? It's because of chemical reactions that are really going on in their body. I can tell you that two main chemicals, neurotransmitter chemicals, slash hormone even, you, without these hormones functioning properly, it changes behavior. Without neurotransmitters functioning properly, it changes behavior, changes decision-making processes. I can tell you that with low levels of serotonin, depression is going to come. With low levels of serotonin, it actually has been tied to Alzheimer's disease. And then if you have low levels of dopamine, that is tied to Parkinson's disease. That is the importance of these chemicals in our body. We've got to recognize it, power through. Just take a minute, to power through. You know, log on to a website with some resources of johnjubilee.com. Take one step and then take another step and just come in and sit down at a consultation and get yourself tested of what your hydration levels are, your fat content. See what's possible. All I do is share experiences of anecdotal evidence of people. They share their amazing stories of no high blood pressure, no cholesterol, A1Cs, you know, that went healthy from diabetics. Diabetics shooting three shots of insulin into their belly to shooting no insulin into their belly. We're talking about people getting healthy at a cellular level. And it doesn't matter if you're the person that, like one of my clients that had 10 medications, he came off of all 10 medications. He lost 175 pounds of fat in 5 months, and his skin was tight as a drum. That's right, skin tight as a drum. Why? Because he was healthy at a cellular level. How could he come off 10 medications? He got healthy at a cellular level. So I'm talking about truly getting healthy at a cellular level. Or you could be like one of my clients, they just could never lose that last 5 irritating pounds of fat, and it irritated them. It gave them a little bit of depression. Well, guess what? They lost it. They gained 6 pounds of healthy muscle. They got healthy at a cellular level. It's whatever your goal is. It's be the real you. Be the new you. I'm going to take a call right now. I've got Dave from Nashville. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show today.
Hey, John. I'm doing great, and you're doing well, I suppose.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm just calling because I've been on the transformation for the past 6 weeks, and I'm just seeing wonderful results from it, and I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Oh, well, I so appreciate that. And what have been some of the changes you've noticed, Dave?
Well, you know, everything from more energy to less reliance on medication to just feeling of better hydration, better appearance, and not the least of which is having lost 5 inches from my waist and 47 pounds of fat.
Yeah, all right.
so that's awfully good. I'm thrilled.
Well, now come on, now that sounds a little too good to be true. You know, if I didn't know what I know, that sounds a little bit too good to be true. Did you think that was possible when you started?
No, I figured like I had one last chance. I'm in my 60s, and I figured like I had one last chance to get it right. And I'm normally in church at the times when you're on the air, but I happened to be sick one morning, and it was the first morning you were on. And I heard what you said, and I said, "Hey, that sounds like my old mortgage banker, John." And in fact, it was. and so I was very intrigued to hear what you were up to, and I thought, "Man, this sounds like my last best chance." So you were gracious enough to accept me into the program, and man, oh man, has it been great!
Wow. Well, Dave, and you certainly. You know, you certainly are a shining example that it's possible at any age and at any point of life, no matter what adversity we have, because you had some other extra adversity that you had to be willing to press through.
Yeah, that's true. I'm, you know, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I've got some kidney issues where I'm at a stage 4 renal failure, and man, I've I'm just looking for every straw I can grab onto here to try to prevent dialysis. And, you know, in addition to eating the right way and doing the right things, I thought, well, it sure wouldn't hurt me to lose 100 pounds. So I'm halfway there, buddy.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Hey, there's the audience going wild for you.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, we're going to get all the way there. And I so appreciate you calling in with that update. And you are a shining example that even with adversity and challenges, you take that first step to get healthy at a cellular level. And I hope you'll call back in again in 4 weeks after your next assessment.
Yes, sir, I shall.
Okay, well, an awesome Sunday to you, brother. Love you, man.
You too, my friend. I love you too.
All right, fine.
God bless.
Well, folks, we can do it. We can do it at any stage of life, at any age, at any physical condition. You can start a transformation. Hey, last week we had a gal that called in from Georgia. She's sitting in a chair, lost 26 pounds of fat because we could still tell her how to transform. And you can too. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. We're going to help you be the new you, the real you. The new you, the real you is who you really want to be. So come on, let's do this thing together. Let's do something that's real. Stay with me through the break. We're going to talk about what it is to be over 100 years old and what we got to do.
Making the doctors healthy. John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Good story, a bad joke, and a whole lot of common sense. Phil Valentine, afternoons from 3 till 7 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
An awesome new you Sunday morning. Hey, come on. It's summertime. And normally what are everybody thinking about? They're thinking about looking good in a bathing suit. And I'm all for looking good in a bathing suit. And I got a wife that looks like a rock star in one. But guess what? It's more important to get healthy at a cellular level. And if we get healthy at a cellular level, we're going to have the side effect of looking great in a bathing suit. So let's become the real us. Let's get healthy at a cellular level. I'm going to keep saying it, and I want you guys to help me to spread the word. Fat loss is the way to go. Fat loss is the way to go, not weight loss. Every other weight loss program, the first thing you lose is water. The second thing you lose is muscle. The third thing you lose is some fat. And guess what you end up with? Saggy skin. That's right. When you lose water, muscle, and fat, you end up with saggy skin. That's why those people on The Biggest Loser end up having 7 surgeries to chop all their skin off. That's been sagging all over the place. Well, when you get healthy at a cellular level, you lose fat only. You actually gain healthy muscle. You gain healthy hydration. Like one of my clients, Michael, 64 years old, who dropped 175 pounds of fat in 5 months. And healthy as could be. And tight skin. That's right. Tight skin. He literally went from a 56-inch pant waist to a 32-inch, and his skin is tight as a drum. It's like my amazing nursing director, Heather, who lost 106 pounds of fat. And yep, that's right. If you're listening, Heather, I heard you were rocking a bikini in the Bahamas just a few weeks ago. That's right. I'm going to tell it because Heather is probably my most beloved skeptic. And for those of you that are just tuning in or you don't know, when you hear me say my beloved, I always mean my beloved skeptics. Because I teach, if you're not skeptical about weight loss, you are not intelligent. Because 97% of all weight loss programs fail. They are false hope for sale. That's right. So let's do something real. I'm happy to tell you that almost 16 years ago, I came up with a 10-number combination, simple, scientific, and sustainable for every person of every age. And that's why I can tell you that I have made 4,000 new friends over these last 16 years because I help people get healthy at a cellular level. And when they get healthy at a cellular level, They gain healthy hydration. They gain healthy lean muscle. And just 5 lean pounds of muscle will eat 50 pounds of fat every year for the rest of your life. They lose fat and they lose inches. If you didn't listen to the show earlier, just on this show today, we had a gal from Kentucky that lost 40 pounds of fat in her first 4 weeks. Hey, I wouldn't even make this stuff up. In fact, you know what? You couldn't make it up and people believe it. But I'm telling you what, you know, I just tell real stories about real people. I just tell real stories about real people. And those real people, they get to have real results. So I'm encouraging you that, you know what? You can have real results. You really can. You can gain that healthy muscle. You can lose that unhealthy fat. You can gain healthy hydration. Get healthy at a cellular level where those cells can open up, become porous, and fill up like a water balloon from the inside. So if I told you that you could lose 5 inches in your belly, like we had another caller call in today, she said, John, I lost almost 32 pounds of fat, lost 5 inches in my belly in 4 weeks, and gained healthy hydration and gained some healthy muscle. So that's transformation, folks, and that's real. That's a real result of a real transformation from real people. Real people like you and me that get up and strap it on every day and just want to be the best us we can possibly be. I want to encourage you today. The real you is who you want to be without limits, without restrictions. That's the real you. But we've all been hindered by some things, some chemicals that I'm talking about today in our brain that goes on. And I'm telling you right now that it is chemical. It's not just psychological. So I've been talking this morning about serotonin, which a lack of serotonin will lead to depression. And we're more depressed. We don't feel like exercising. We don't feel like making good decisions. And serotonin is tied to some serious depression issues. Can just cause us to make bad decisions. When we're low and have low levels of dopamine, and these are transmitter chemicals in our brain, when we're low on dopamine, we don't function in a way that wants us to do right things. It causes us to make bad decisions, to be lethargic. And a lack of dopamine is actually tied to Alzheimer's disease. And obviously, that's a bad thing, right? None of us want that to happen. You know, none of us want that to happen. So I'm encouraging us to realize and power through, even if we're not in the right chemical state today, power through and make a right decision for yourself to get to that spot, you know, to get to that spot where you know that, hey, I'm going to just do the right thing, whether I feel like it or not, because your feelings will follow your right actions. So you power through those feelings and you make a right action. Okay. So power through, make a right action. You can get there. You can do it, but you have to be willing to take a step for yourself to do it. So just some other information that you might find interesting. The good news is when you're producing higher levels of healthy dopamine, you feel empowered. Man, you want to go accomplish things. You want to get great things done. Do you know what's interesting is some illegal drugs that produce a heightened sense of dopamine are cocaine and speed and meth. You know, why do you think those drugs are so prevalent? People buy them because it gives people a great feeling. So we don't want to go get it a false way. That's just a false way of getting a great feeling. It's a false filler. So everybody say that out loud. False filler. That's right. Drugs are just a false filler. So cocaine and speed and meth, those are drugs that make people feel great for a moment, but it's a false filler. But do you know that inside your amazing human body, inside your amazing brain with 40 million cells in it, you have the ability to have that great feeling with no drug? That's right. You can feel as amazing as people that are using cocaine and meth and speed and do it all natural. That's right. That's right. You'll be so happy. People will be like, man, are you on drugs? You say, I'm on natural drugs. I'm on some natural dopamine. I got it firing in my brain. And I got some serotonin firing right beside it. That's a healthy way to have some amazing chemical reactions in your brain. It makes you want to do the right thing. It makes you want to get out and accomplish and do great things. It's a chemical reaction. It's not just psychological. So what I teach is let's get healthy at a cellular level. Let's get your body to produce and fire the way that it's designed to produce and fire at a cellular level, create these healthy chemicals, and that's how you become the new real you. You become the new real you by getting healthy at a cellular level. You could need to lose zero fat, and not be healthy. Hey, Steve Jobs was not fat. Steve Jobs was not a fat man, but he died 30 years young with $8.3 billion in the bank. Your health is priceless. Being healthy is not about just looking good in your clothes. Being healthy is about getting healthy at a cellular level, having healthy cells with firing mitochondria, creating the right chemical reactions from your neurotransmitters in your brain of your serotonin and your dopamine. And you can do it by just taking one right step. So you can log on to Jubilee Transformations, or just Google John Jubilee. Just Google John Jubilee. Go to the first website you see. Hey, that's a rhyme. Hey, Google John Jubilee. Go to the first website you see. And you can get some great resources and some great information. I want you to stay with me through the break. I've had 800 wrong answers on how to live to be over 100 years old. What was the number one healthiest thing? I'm going to keep that going until somebody gets it. I hope it's going to be you. Let's be the real you. Let's be the new you. Stay with me through the break. We'll be right back.
He is John Jubilee, America's transformation authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Move from the benefit of the doubt to the benefit of knowing. Michael DelGiorno, weekday mornings at 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome new you Sunday morning. Hey, all things new, why not start with you? All things new, why not start with you? Hey, this is your time. This is your time to be the real you. No limits, no boundaries, nothing to hold you back. Be the real you. I want to encourage you today that you can make one decision that turns the present you into the old you by becoming the new you. You can make that decision. You have the power, and it will affect every area of your life. The reason why is chemical. It's anatomical. It is physiological. Because when you are firing and your neurotransmitters are firing the right amounts of serotonin and dopamine, you want to do great things. You want to accomplish things. You want to get out there and be the best you can be for you, for your family, for your community. You are a world changer. You are a person who can have influence and impact by just taking one right step to get yourself healthy at a cellular level. You can make your cells fire. You can allow your mitochondria to become like mini nuclear power plants, and they create all these positive chemical reactions. And then those 40 million cells in your brain, and don't make fun of your spouse and say they only have 20 million. Come on. 20 million times two. That's you. That's right. You got 40 million cells in your brain, and those neurotransmitters are designed to produce healthy levels of serotonin, which makes you feel great, makes you feel energetic, positive, want to do great things. Dopamine wants you to seek rewards and to do great things to accomplish that. But those two chemicals, the lack of those two chemicals, are directly tied to Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. That is the significance of having the right kind of chemicals and neurotransmitter function in our brain. And we can do it by starting at a cellular level. You have heard people call in today, a woman that lost 40 pounds of fat in her first 4 weeks of doing a transformation, and she called herself a beloved skeptic. Another beloved skeptic, another woman who lost 5 inches in her belly in her first 4 weeks, 32 pounds of fat, a beloved skeptic, and her skin is looking great and spider veins going away in just 4 weeks. Had another man call in. He's lost 7 inches in his waist, dropped over 40 pounds of fat, looking youthful, lost his double chin in his first 6 weeks. Friends, this is for real. This is for real. 97% of all weight loss programs are false hope for sale. They are a total gimmick to prey on our desperation because we want to be healthy. We want to be well. But this is something that's for real. And it's so for real that I was willing to leave a 21-year career in banking, you know, at the advice and direction of one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey, who sat me down knee to knee about 6 years ago and said, "John Jubilee, you will change the world." And as we sat in his office there in Cool Springs, I looked at him and said, "Wow, Mr. Monetize It, are you kidding me? You're telling me to leave a 21-year career?" And he said, "John, you will be to health and wellness what I am to finance. There's so many people that need your help, and your content is so good. Just get it out there." He literally said, "If you have to hang a sheet in a hallway and just make a video, make it, because your content is so powerful. The quality of production doesn't matter. What you have to say will change lives." And that man, out of the generosity of who he is, the quality of his character, gave me, folks, probably a $100,000 gift of his staff, department heads, to build my business plan so that I could be here to help you be the best you that you could be, so that you can transform, not just lose weight. If you try to just lose weight, you are going to lose water, muscle, and fat, and you're going to lose it in that order. And you're not going to get healthy. I teach that looking great is a side effect. It's a side effect of being healthy at a cellular level. Steve Jobs wasn't even fat, but he was not healthy. So let's get healthy at a cellular level. And I have clients that need to lose zero weight, but they need to get healthy. And so I help them to get hydrated and to build some lean muscle. I just had a client. He didn't need to lose 1 pound of fat, but he gained 17 pounds of lean, healthy muscle, created all those positive chemical reactions in his serotonin and in his dopamine and in right inside of his cells to allow those mitochondria to fire and reset that hypothalamus to the healthiest level it could possibly be. That's what I talk about when I talk about getting healthy at a cellular level. That's what we've got to do. We have to demystify. There's too many myths out there about weight loss. Weight loss is false hope for sale. So let's get out of that. Please show me your intelligence. Show me your intelligence by declaring, "John, I am a beloved skeptic. I am a beloved skeptic. I am skeptical about weight loss." That's how I know you're intelligent, is if you're skeptical about weight loss. Please be skeptical, but do it skeptical. Do a transformation for yourself. Allow yourself to be the real you.
Allow yourself to get healthy at a cellular level, because what you're going to find is your cells are going to turn from marbles to sponges. They're going to go from being hard to being porous. As the cell becomes porous and uptakes hydration, the cell opens up. It fills up like a water balloon. The mitochondria is able to fire like a thermonuclear power plant, and you have a greater sense of well-being. Then as you begin to get hydrated, it allows you to build some lean, healthy muscle. Just 5 pounds of lean, healthy muscle will metabolize 50 pounds of fat every year for the rest of your life. And if you don't have 50 pounds of fat, it will metabolize 170,000 calories of whatever you stick in your mouth. That's good news. That's why I sat last night eating a whole pizza. That's right. I ate a whole pizza watching the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers go at it. And I ate the whole pizza sitting next to a guy saying, "Hey, aren't you that transformation expert guy? What in the world? You're really going to eat that whole pizza?" I said, "You better believe it, because guess why? Because I built my house. I teach build the house for 88 days and then move in the house and enjoy it for a lifetime." I said, "I built my house. And now I have a metabolism that when I throw this into my body, it's like throwing a log on a bonfire. It doesn't matter what log you throw on the bonfire. If your metabolism becomes a bonfire, you throw the log on there, it'll eat it." That's why at my office, I love to tease them when they bring in the two big boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts. I grab a donut in each hand, and I'm eating those Krispy Kreme donuts saying, "Hey, I'm taking one for the team here, because you guys have not built your house. You should not be eating these donuts. But I built my house. I can eat these Krispy Kreme donuts because my body will metabolize that sugar, pull it into the muscle, turn it into glucose and glycogen, and use it as a healthy energy source. Food tastes good. God gave you taste buds because food tastes good. There's nothing wrong with enjoying good food. After we build our house, we can eat anything after. But first we have to build it. But even when we're building it, we got to eat real food, folks. If it's not real, if it's not sustainable for a lifetime, if we can't do it when we're 99, it's not real. That's why I teach something that's simple, scientific, and sustainable. We have to be able to do it for a lifetime. It has to be real food that you can buy at a real grocery store. And what I teach people to eat is real food that anyone can buy at a real grocery store and eat it. And the only things you have to cut out is white flour and sugar. That's right, white flour and sugar. But I teach you a combination of how to eat it in a way that turns you into a fat-burning machine. And we're going to burn that fat, but we're going to build too. We're going to build some lean, healthy muscle. We're going to uptake healthy hydration. We're going to become the new real you. The new real you. The new real you can start today. The new real you can start with one quality decision for yourself of saying, "I am going to be the real me. I am going to make a decision. I'm going to overpower these chemicals in my brain telling me to just be skeptical and do nothing. They're telling me to be skeptical and do the same thing I've done. I'm saying to you, be skeptical and do one new thing. Be skeptical and do one new right step for yourself," which is just Google John Jubilee and go to the first website you see. Google John Jubilee and go to the first website you see. That's right. It's that simple. I'll say it 3 times. Google John Jubilee and go to the first website you see. Hey, we're going to become the real us. We can be the best us we can possibly be. No restriction, no boundary, no limit. You can be the real you. I want to encourage you. We can do this thing together. We're going to change this world one person at a time. Why not start with you? Let's be the real you. Let's be the new you.